Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The very first time I saw it was with my family of four in a private screening about 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago now. And it was a very emotional experience for us. I saw it again two nights ago, and it was much more of a normal movie-going experience, but I liked it. It's obvious how hard everyone involved with the movie has worked to make this real and to capture the emotion of those moments. And, of course, the portrayal, Tom as Sully and Aaron as Jeff and Laura as Lori, that really ring true. It's amazing. It's that movie magic. You know, I couldn't tell you exactly what they do to make it seem real, but it works. And it's obvious on the screen.
I'm wondering about that first reaction, that first emotional reaction. Was it like reliving it all? Is that why you reacted that way?
It wasn't as much reliving it as revisiting it. But there were complicated emotions, and it took us a while to think about what they were, and to sort them all out. It was a positive reaction to the film, absolutely. But it was a complicated emotional reaction to it initially.
What do you think that the public's going to learn about what you went through that we didn't know before, that the headlines didn't cover before?
They're going to realize how much they did not know, that basically the whole movie they had never heard before. They knew that we landed, that everyone survived, and that they celebrated it. But beyond that, they know nothing about what this entire film covers, which is the post-traumatic stress, the shock of the immediate aftermath for all of us, and the drama and the trauma of having to go through an NCSB investigation where their job is to scrutinize everything we did or didn't do and judge it as being leading to the best outcome or not.
Yeah, so what we're seeing on the screen hasn't been Hollywoodized. It's really what happened to you.
It's been compressed, obviously, to make it fit in the format of a feature film. It's important to note that it's not that the investigators were adversarial. It's that the process of the investigation is inherently adversarial, and that my professional reputation potentially was at risk, and that having a party system where the manufacturer of the airplane and the engines, the airline company, the FAA, and others are parties to this investigation, participants. But they have their own concerns. They have their own interests that at some point could have been very much at odds with me maintaining my professional reputation.
Sure.
So there was a lot of potential for me to be harmed by this. And that's something that we felt deeply, even though I was confident that ultimately I probably would be vindicated.
Yeah. Once you were, how has your life changed as a result of this? Are you able to just go back to regular life? I can't imagine that you don't go everywhere where people don't want to hug you, like we see in the movie, where people just kept wanting to hug Sully.
I haven't gone back to a regular life. I go back to a new, slightly different life. And depending upon what was going on and how long it's been since the flight or how close we are to the release of the film, I get more of the new life or a little bit less.
Yeah.
And it actually helped me a couple of years ago when I shaved off the mustache to go back to a more normal life.
Secret identity, right?
Yeah,
what was your first flight like after Vindication, after everything was over? I mean, did it just feel normal? There must have been some emotion involved.
It felt good. It felt familiar. It felt comfortable. It felt like coming home. It felt like putting on a favorite pair of jeans. But at the same time, after a few flights, the first time I saw a flock of birds go by near us, it definitely got my attention. Even though intellectually we all know that on any given day something might happen, it's very different to actually have had one of the worst things that could happen to you happen. That's a very different and emotional kind of knowledge. That's different than the theoretical intellectual knowledge that we had previously.
Yeah, I can't imagine how you got through it all. I have nothing but admiration. Respect for you. So.
With some difficulty and with help.
God bless that there are people like you. Thank goodness there are people like you.
And I think one of the points of the film is that there are a lot of people who either are doing amazing things or have done or could do amazing things we just don't know who they all are because they haven't been as publicly tested and identified as we were.